It's so sad that there's so much confusion over the third member of the Godhead. And I suppose that's been true down through the ages.
Yes.
Some people either ignore him or refer to him as it. Others get involved in things that become improper. That must be a great heartbreak to God.
Yes, I'm sure that it is, Ron, because the Holy Spirit is such an important person of the triune Godhead to our spiritual well-being and our daily walk. And if there's confusion and a wrong approach to him, that's not something that's good, and it was something that the enemy would certainly want to use.
I find that many people seem to not know the difference between their intuitive instincts and the leading and speaking of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And I see in these impulsive things credited to the Holy Spirit, and of course, most of it pans out to be nothing.
Yes. Well, we're aware that because the Holy Spirit moves in the realm of the Spirit, that many times the counterfeit kingdom of darkness tries to somehow use his wonderful work to confuse and to even lead people into error.
Lead us in prayer about the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
Loving Heavenly Father, I approach you again through the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ. I desire to obey your will by being invincibly strong to do your will through your Holy Spirit's enabling power. I praise you for your goodness in providing the Holy Spirit for my benefit and strengthening. Thank you for that day when the Holy Spirit convicted me of my need of salvation. I praise you that he enabled me to open my heart to the Lord Jesus Christ in your saving grace. He was the one that brought spiritual life into me and caused me to be born of God. I welcome the Holy Spirit's indwelling presence within my person. It is with expectancy that I receive from him his peace, his comfort, his illumination of the Word of God to my mind that enables me to understand your Word. I greatly rejoice in the security of his mighty sealing work. I delight that by his baptizing work, the Spirit has put me into the body of Christ and united me inseparably and eternally with the Lord Jesus, but also with every other believer. I praise your name that the Holy Spirit has brought me to spiritual life, and that he will yet quicken and bring my body to life, even though it experiences physical death at the resurrection day. As I pray, I am increasingly conscious of my need for the Spirit's intercession in me and for me and through me. I pray that you will grant me the privilege of praying in the Spirit. May my thoughts and words be directed by him as I articulate truth and my desire to do the will of God. May he bring my petitions into your holy presence with his perfect understanding of your will. I acknowledge your plan and desire to fill me with the Holy Spirit. Forgive me for grieving the Spirit of God by my fleshly sinning ways. Enable me to appropriate more perfectly the victory you've provided for me, to walk above the rule of sin and failure. Grant to me always the awareness of my sins, that I might quickly confess them to you. I do not want to quench the Holy Spirit by any reluctance to submit fully to your will and your plan for my life and ministry. Help me to see, moment by moment, those things that you are teaching me about yourself and your will for my life. It's my constant desire to walk in the Spirit, to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. I ask you to fill me with His power, that you might be glorified through the invincible strength you provide me to do your will by the power of the Spirit. All of this I ask in that wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and in your holy will and plan. Amen.